Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg and Emalahleni 30, Pretoria 31, Rustenburg 34 degrees.
On the N12 towards the Galilee, that causes some queuing traffic.
Electricity and Energy Minister Jose Nsora Makgopa has suspended energy regulator Nurses full-time member for electricity Nhlanhla Gumede. The suspension is pending the outcome of an independent inquiry into alleged transgressions. Gumede's suspension comes 3 months after he stated that rapidly increasing electricity tariffs are as a result of nurses' inappropriate pricing methodology, which is linked to outdated legislation. This prompted the regulator to issue a statement distancing itself from Gumede's utterances. NERSA is currently holding countrywide public hearings about Eskom's quest for a 36% tariff increase. The city of Tshwane says it's recording a decline in water levels at the Atridgeville, Lodium, Lotus, as well as Sotshanguve reservoirs. The Metro spokesperson Lindelo Mashiho says the Department of Utility Services is currently engaging with Rand Water. He adds that they are looking at what could be causing the unaccepted decline in water levels at these reservoirs.
A technical meeting is scheduled to discuss the possible intervention means for the Lodium and Atridgeville HL reservoirs. Residents will be kept updated on the development. The city pleads with residents that still have water to please use water sparingly in order to avoid a system collapse.
To the northwest now, where Community Safety MEC Wessels Morweng says plans to rescue illegal miners in a disused Stilfontein mine requires proper risk assessments before action can begin. He called for cooperation to clear the sites and deploy machinery safely. An intergovernmental team and community leaders are devising a strategy to resolve the four-week-long standoff after police cut off food and water supply.
Criminals are criminals. They will be arrested. People must not have selective amnesia. We are dealing with criminals here. Not so long ago in Gauteng, they raped young girls when they were shooting music video. My first week in office, I came to a tavern. They killed 15 people. We are going to deal with these zamazamas. We are not backing down.
In news abroad, Russia's vetoed a United Nations Security Council draft resolution calling for an immediate ceasefire in Sudan. The country continues to grapple with a deadly war that has displaced more than 11 million people and spurred a humanitarian crisis. Yes, British Foreign Minister David Lammy.
This Russian veto is a disgrace. Shame on Putin for using his mercenaries to spread conflict and violence across the African continent. And shame on Putin for pretending to be a partner of the Global South while condemning black Africans to further killing, further rape, further starvation in a brutal war.
And we end off in the US, where organic and baby carrots sold at grocery stores across the country have been recalled after an E. coli outbreak that has killed one person. The American Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said so far 15 people are in hospital and 39 cases have been recorded across 18 states. The recall covers bagged carrots sold by Grimway Farms to big supermarkets. I'm Chanel Subtemanetvedi with Nesta Eer, the Minister van Elektrisiteit en Energie, Jose Nsora Makgopa, het 'n voltydse lid vir elektrisiteit van die energiereguleerder NERSA Nhlanhla Gumede geskors.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.
I just woke up from a dream where you and I had to say goodbye. And I don't know what it all means, but since I survived, I realized wherever you go, that's where I'll find.